We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We welcome in now Ben McDonald, former LSU and MLB pitcher. Big Ben, how are you?
Doing good.
Good to hear. Obviously, Major League Baseball getting set to get underway. What do you think of what we're going to see in Major League Baseball in this shortened season?
Well, we all wanted it to be a longer season, obviously. But, you know, it's going to be – I'm telling you, it's going to be fun to watch. It's a basic kind of like a college season. That's what it's going to be. It's a 60-game sprint. And if you follow NASCAR at all, you know, those five-lap shootouts and 10-lap shootouts where it's just wide open from start to finish and everybody's taking chances and risk. I think that's what you're going to see in baseball. I think every manager is going to manage it a little bit differently. I think players have a real opportunity here. You know, if you go out in 60 games, and we know we've seen some guys put up some crazy numbers in 50 or 60 games, you know. So if you're one of those guys that goes out and wins, you know, eight or nine ball games as a starting pitcher in 60 games, and or if you're a hitter that hits 360 in 60 games and maybe hits 20 home runs, man, you got a pretty good case going into your contract year the following year, you know. So it's a grand opportunity all the way around. But it's going to be fun. I mean, look, if you go back to last year, the Washington Nationals, and we may have talked about this last time, they won the World Series, obviously, last year. They were 27-33 through their first 60 games last year. They wouldn't even have made the playoffs. If you take the Dodgers, who played in the World Series 2 years ago in 2018, they were 30-30 after 60 games. They wouldn't even have made the playoffs this year. So what you're going to see is you very well may not see the best team in baseball even make the playoffs this year. And you're going to see some surprises, I think, some things you didn't think about, like the Tampa Bay Rays are going to be a real force with the pitching they have in a shortened season. It's going to be fun to watch.
Now, Ben, when you talk about records and what you have a chance to achieve, and it's kind of a sacred cow to bat over 400. I think I can recall, like, Chipper Jones, maybe in the 60-game span, he batted, like, 407. Does that count, in your opinion, if the season's all said and done and you have a hitter over 500? I mean, 400, or you put an asterisk by it?
No, I really think you got to put an asterisk by it, you know, because baseball is a marathon. We know that. You play 162 in a regular season. You got 20 or 30 spring training games. You're approaching 200 games. So that's what's grueling about baseball is it is not a sprint. It is a marathon. And the guys that can really get in shape and can withstand the summer months and playing outside every day and put up those kind of numbers, it really matters. You know, to me, if you do it this year, it's still very impressive. But as you said, we've seen guys over a 50 and a 60-game stretch hit that much. So it's going to have to be an asterisk by it. But nonetheless, it's going to be very impressive to see if somebody does go out there and hit 400. I don't think that happens, but we very well may see that happen.
Now, Ben, can we take anything away from this? When you look at Korean professional baseball, it seems like things have worked out. Is that maybe something Major League Baseball has looked at as far as how to go about this shortened season or what?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, if we're talking about the coronavirus and how Major League Baseball started handling it to this point, I've been on some Zoom calls with the Orioles, and all the players were very skeptical when they got to spring training 2.0 or summer camp or whatever you want to call it. But a lot of the Oriole players are now saying they feel very safe about this. Like, a lot of protocol that was put in, all the hoops they have to jump through, it's a little bit of a pain in the rear end, but they're saying that they're impressed by it. So I think there's a very good chance this season happens. You know, everybody knows we're starting with a 30-man roster as opposed to a 26-man roster. Plus, you got those extra 30 guys, what they're calling the group that's going to be in the secondary part that can get called up in case there is an outbreak of COVID or somebody's not doing well or struggling to get sent down. You're going to have access to 60 players this year. You know, and I really think if you're a football fan, you need to be following baseball very closely, because if baseball can pull this off and do it in a 60-game schedule and have the playoffs, I think there's a very good chance that football can also pull it off as well, although it's going to be more difficult in a football locker room because there's so many more players in a football locker room. That's going to be one of the challenges, of course. And we saw what the Big Ten did today, you know, and I'm scared already. You know, they're backing down their football season to conference games only. I don't know what the SEC and others are going to do. We've seen the Ivy League schools have already backed out of this thing. So it's scary in a lot of ways. So I think if you're a football fan, man, you got to be praying and hoping that baseball can figure this thing out. They can get through it. They can manage it in a time where we've never seen anything like this happen before. So we'll see what happens, and I'm hopeful we get the entire season in, although it's going to be shortened, and the playoffs as well.
Ben McDonald, former LSU and MLB pitcher, and Ben, you know, there's this thought of, oh, we could just throw football in the spring starting in January. Well, not so fast, because a lot of the stars, they're not going to move the draft. A lot of the stars are going to say, all right, I'm not playing. Because it's too close to the NFL draft. What if I get an injury that could affect me where I can't rehab and work out in time for NFL teams, and that could hurt my draft stock? That's what's going to happen. That's why I don't think playing in the spring is all that grand of an idea.
No, I totally get that. You know, I see that point. I mean, you're high-profile players, a chance of guys that can really change their life by making some money. I don't see what the incentive is for those guys to play. Plus, you talk about injuries. I mean, if the season ends, I mean, when are they talking about the season ending potentially? In April? So how much time does a guy get off, assuming the season starts again on time? I mean, he gets May and off, and he's got to start training again in June and be back on campus in July and August to get ready for a regular season. So then you kind of get into the point where, okay, are we going to put some of our players at risk by playing almost year-round football, which is a very difficult thing to do, as we all know, you know? So there's a lot of challenges there. I really think if football is going to happen, it's going to happen when it normally happens. It's going to happen during the fall. What it's going to look like, I don't know. Is there going to be a shortened season in football? I don't know. Or can we have fans? We don't know that either. Is it going to be, you know, some fans, maybe 12,000 at Tiger Stadium this year versus 100,000, you know? Who knows what all the answers are, but I think baseball is going to give everybody a kind of an indicator if this thing can be done.
Now, Ben, with the shortened baseball season, who's like your front runners, like top four? I mean, I heard this one interview, I can't recall, but they were talking about the Dodgers, possibly the Cardinals. You mentioned the Rays and Tampa. Who's maybe your top four teams that can maybe be in a good situation with this shortened season and to be World Series champs?
Well, no doubt the Dodgers. I think you got to start there at number one. Although David Price, one of their, you know, top five pitchers, has been one of the 8 or 9 players that's opted out of the season. But they're so deep on the mound. They're so deep position player-wise. Mookie Betts came over in the trade. I think the Dodgers are probably the front runners. And then you got to talk about the Yankees, right? I mean, the Yankees – very strong offensively, getting some pitchers back healthy that were injured. I think they got to be right at the top. The Rays offense is pretty average, but their pitching staff could be the very best in baseball. It has been, you know, for the last couple of years. So in a shortened season and the way they can do things with expanded roster and carrying more pitchers, I think they're going to be hard to beat because of their pitching. And then I think you got to talk about the Cardinals too. I think that would be my top four, because the Cardinals can do a little bit of everything. So those would be the teams that I would lean on to say, okay, these are the favorites. But again, it's a 60-game sprint, you know, and if say the Yankees get off to a very average first month and you get through the first 20 games and you play the third of the season, and look, you're a 500 team or below 500, man, you're gonna really risk your chances of getting in the playoffs. You're gonna have to be really good on the back end. So the start, that's going to be the key to this, is watching the start of Major League Baseball. Who gets out of the gate and who has a really good start and goes 10-2 the first 12 games or something like that? Those are the kind of teams I think you're going to make. If you see a team struggle and get out 2-10 or 2-12, it's almost impossible to make it back in a shortened season.
Ben McDonald, former LSU and MLB pitcher, also does some color for the Baltimore Orioles. Ben, thanks for the time. We appreciate it, man.
Anytime, guys. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.